So, it was a cold January day, and I was back home at Watkins Apothecary to pick up some supplies for the professor. My little sister Violet was there. She was only 13 at the time, but already thought she knew more than me.
Little sisters are the best.
Are they, though? We started gathering supplies for the professor when I passed a book I hadn't noticed. It was leather-bound with alchemical symbols embossed on the spine. I pulled it out. It was called Fascicuus Chemicus by Arthur D. What's this, Father?
Oh, just a metaphysical book. Professor Newton has it already. You can leave it.
At that time, Father didn't know that I was interested in alchemy. I hadn't told anyone, except Violet. As I flipped through the pages, a slip of paper fell from the book. The note was in Latin with strange symbols. Anything unusual in an alchemy text could be a secret ready to be revealed. I was about to slip the paper into my pocket when Violet came up behind me.
What do you have there? It's all in Latin.
I know, Violet.
Fervens. That word means boiling. It's an adjective.
Oh, you're right. How did you know that?
I've been learning Latin with the boys at the boarding house. Let me see. I can translate more.
Fine.
Boil leeches on a high flame until they form a viscous goo. Cyrus, that's disgusting.
It's alchemy. It's not disgusting.
It's alchemy and it's disgusting, Cyrus. They're not mutually exclusive. Gosh.
We studied the note and I quickly realized this must be a recipe for philosophic mercury, an essential ingredient in finding the philosopher's stone.
You need to take this to the professor.
I could, or I can try to make it myself first. Maybe it's time I show him that I'm an alchemist in my own right.
Oh, you better not do the experiment without me. I can help translate. Your Latin is terrible.
Fine, come along. We headed to the professor's home. He had just left for London to present his new telescope to the Royal Society. He'd be gone for a week. This was my best and only chance to use his lab. Professor Newton left me to watch Diamond, his dog. A very sweet terrier, but an absolute slob. As soon as we walked through the door, he jumped on Violet.
Oh, hello, little Diamond. Don't you shine bright? Yes, you do.
Don't get him so excited. He's already drooling everywhere. Oh, he's going to knock over the bucket of urine. Professor Newton has been saving it diligently for observation.
That's really disgusting, Cyrus.
It's natural philosophy, Violet. We have to observe everything. But yes, it's pretty disgusting. His lab was cluttered with books, papers, prisms, pulleys, all kinds of contraptions. I was very glad that he had left because I could finally deep clean the lab. All the tables were crusted with drippings and dust. Ugh, it made my eye twitch every time I went in. We drew the curtains and lit the fire. I pulled the precious recipe out of my coat and started gathering all the materials. All right, I'll put the Caratheus on the table.
Be careful.
I know, Violet. I'm the alchemist here, not you.
Oh, that's what you keep saying.
We put a candle carefully on the table to heat the Caratheus.
Before you ask, Chris, a Caratheus is a long cylinder heated from the bottom. It allows vapors to escape through a vented lid.
So, a bong?
Honestly, yeah, pretty much.
What's a bong?
Well, it's a cylinder with a
bulb
at the bottom.
A cylinder for the inhalation of herbal vapors. Very magical.
That sounds like something I'd have in the lab. I'll have to get one when I get back. I had to give Violet very careful instructions on how to handle all the equipment and ingredients. This was her first experiment and her first time in the professor's lab. Now, Violet, put in the lead and then the dried corpses of 10 fruit flies.
All right, 10 fruit flies, got it. Now, am I right to think that we do the powdered mouse testes next?
Let's add one more for good measure. I tossed in our last ingredient, cinnabar powder. That's a red mineral that can be very difficult to find. The mixture was beginning to bubble fiercely. Violet looked worried. I won't lie. I was getting a little nervous myself.
What's happening?
Stand back! Suddenly, the liquid turned bright red and oozed over the bowl. We were on the cusp of a breakthrough. But then I bumped the table so hard, I tipped over the candle. I lunged for it, but it was too late. The linen immediately caught fire.
There's gunpowder in this lab.
Wait, gunpowder? And you didn't run out of there?
Well, I'd already seen the gunpowder experiment, and I knew that it produced only a flash.
Aw, that's the cutest explosion I've ever heard.
But the fire was spreading and heading right for the professor's desk, piled high with his papers.
We need water! We can't lose those papers!
Don't worry, I've got it.
Violet went straight for the bucket of urine, grabbed it, and ran bravely towards the blaze.
Violet! No! The mess!
It's the only way.
The fire was out. We looked at each other relieved, and suddenly we rushed towards the table and saw a shining metal deposit at the bottom of the Caratic's bowl. It was a shimmering material, part liquid, part solid, mercury. But I performed one last test to be sure. Ah, delicious mercury. It has that signature tang. But sadly, not philosophic mercury.
Oh, bollocks!
Language, Violet.
How do you know that? How much mercury did you drink, Cyrus?
Newton does it all the time. How else are we to deduce that it's mercury?
You might want to rethink that. Just saying.
We cleaned up the lab as best we could. I figured the professor was so messy, he'd never notice. But the moment he returned...
Servant boy, why is the Caratacus bowl to the left of my pile of papers and not to the right? You didn't clean up my workspace, did you?
No, no, sir.
Wait, where's my bucket of urine?
I don't know, it was just there.
Servant boy?
Yes?
Why does my lab smell like cinnabar?
Sir... I did an experiment while you were in London. I'm so sorry. I was trying to make philosophic mercury, but I failed. I just made mercury instead.
Where did you find the recipe for sophic mercury?
I found a note in an old copy of Fascicuus Chemicus.
Let me see that. This is my old copy.
It is?
And that's my note.
Really?
From the smell of things, you failed to make philosophic mercury, as I did. But you did succeed in replicating my experiment. I'm not impressed.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be your assistant.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Now, go replace the urine.
Right away, sir. Newton picked up the book and walked towards the door. Without turning around, he said,
A word to the wise, Cyrus. Alchemists never make the same mistake twice. If anything else happens, blame the dog.
Of course, sir.
Oh, hello there, little diamond.
Has the servant boy been kind to you? Did he clean up your poo-poo?
So was this the moment you became an alchemist?
Yes. And it became clear to me that alchemy isn't really about answers. It's about asking deeper questions. Soon after that, I set up my own lab behind my father's apothecary to do my own experiments on my days off. Sometimes Violet helps.